Neutral is hard. It's just not intuitive at all, and it can be difficult to even tell what you're doing wrong sometimes. I'm guessing a lot of people feel similarly, considering how many requests I get to make a guide for neutral. I want to be blunt and say that this is far too big of a topic to possibly cover in a single video, and it can't be covered definitively since it's evolving all the time. For this reason, the format for this video is a little bit different this time, since I can't conclusively cover this entire topic at once. But I can give you all a handful of things to think about that will help you continue to improve over time. These are four things that you should be doing in neutral. First, think about how your opponent wants to use their assists, and then try to play in a way that lets you deal with them appropriately. If someone has a beam assist, then you'll need to be ready to jump over it and maneuver away from your opponent. Once they're down a neutral option, you can feel a lot more confident in neutral for a short while. If they've got GT Goku assist, remember that it hits at an upwards angle and either duck below it or jump forward over it. Now, no matter what your opponent does to move in, it's a risk, since you aren't locked into the beam. You can move back to wait out a super dash, or stick out a 2M to catch a grounded approach. And if they have fast attacks like Bardock or a DP assist, you can probably expect them to force their way in with super dash plus assist, so you'll need to be ready to deal with those super dashes and turn them into your own opportunity instead. Of course, if you aren't using your assists in an effective way to get in on your opponent, then you should fix that. But you need to also think about how you can stop the opponent from doing the same. Speaking of super dash plus assist, this brings us to our next point. Second, like it or hate it, you need to play around super dash. I already made a comprehensive super dash guide a while back that I highly recommend checking out, which I think does a good job of detailing many of the ways to use super dash in neutral and how to beat them more consistently. I'll toss a link in the description. But one main takeaway is this. Think about whether you're in a position that reasonably lets you react and punish it. If you're too close, reacting is going to feel nearly impossible. If you're on the ground with the beam assist coming towards you, then you don't even have the option to 2H, so you'll need to float and react with something else instead. It sounds pretty simple, but it can take a while to have a good grasp on where you want to be on the screen to beat Super Dash consistently. Opponents feeling too close? Then make some space. Worried about an assist locking you down? Super jump and float. Being ready to hit a super dash or even hard tag is a lot easier when you start to understand why the opponent might do it in a certain situation. If they have fast assist available and they want to get in, then super dashing makes sense. If they're falling in the air and want to avoid a potential anti-air, then super dashing here makes sense as well. Is their health looking kind of low? They might want a hard tag to save their point character. The more you think about when and why super dash or hard tag are good options, the more ready you'll be to deal with them. Third, ask yourself, what am I incentivizing my opponent to do? To get a clear picture of what I'm talking about, let's look at Street Fighter's Ryu really quick. I know we're hopping games here, but just bear with me. A really simple, effective game plan for beginners with him is to throw fireballs and anti-air. Fireball beats most common options on the ground, so Ryu's opponent is incentivized to jump, which could lead to high reward for them. If Ryu realizes this, he can chill out and get an anti-air on reaction. Using a fireball or two incentivized the opponent to jump, and Ryu was able to take advantage of that. The opponent can do the same thing as well, though. If they show that they're willing to take the risk and jump, then Ryu is probably more likely to wait and look for jump next time. They could take advantage of this by dashing in and going for a throw, since Ryu's focused on the sky, not the ground. The same idea applies to every fighting game, including Dragon Ball FighterZ. It's impossible for me to cover everything that this could apply to, but please try to think, what beats the thing I've been doing the most in neutral, and how can I be prepared for that? If you've been tossing a lot of ki blasts, remember to occasionally wait so that you can 2H a potential super dash. If you've been super dashing late as a way to beat potential anti-airs, then remember to be patient sometimes, in case your opponent is looking to scout it out. You'll probably be able to land safely and get away if they're committing to looking for the super dash. Just remember that whatever you do, your opponent is going to take note, even if it's only subconsciously. Do with that information what you will. Last, pay attention to your opponent's air actions, as well as your own air actions. A lot of DBFZ is spent in the air, but what goes up must come down, eventually. Once you're in the air, you get one double jump or air dash, and after that you're forced to fall back down to Earth or Namek. Your only air action left is to super dash, which is a pretty big risk, as we've covered already. But let's forget about super dash for a moment entirely. If we see our opponent double jump, then we roughly know when and where they're going to land, We can take advantage of this by using an attack to catch them as they're landing. This will either force them to block or get hit. This accomplishes our main goal of getting in, and we didn't even need to use an assist to do it, so now we have even more options available for offense. But if we're worried about them falling with a button and hitting us, then we still have some good options. We could catch their landing frames with a projectile and use an assist to convert into pressure. Or we could just anti-air with a 2H under them and then use our assist to convert into pressure if they block it. Which one you should choose depends on the context of how far away you are or how confident you are with each option. So it's up to you what you pick. Just remember that this situation of knowing where they'll land happens only because they've used up their air actions and you took notice. But now let's introduce Super Dash back into the equation. Super Dash is usually our opponent's last chance option to avoid blocking in this situation, generally beating both of the options I mentioned. This is exactly the sort of thing I was talking about earlier when I said the more you think about when and why Super Dash or Hard Tag are good options, the more ready you'll be to deal with them. So we need to treat this as a coin flip, or maybe rock, paper, scissors. Sometimes we take our turn as they're about to land, and sometimes we chill out and wait for the Super Dash. I said this could be treated like a coin flip, but the risk versus reward is obviously in our favor. We carry no risk by choosing not to engage, but our opponent carries risk no matter what they do, either getting their Super Dash 2H'd, or having to defend and risk losing on defense as they land. The more you play and try to understand situations like this, the more you'll recognize your options and remember to rotate through all of them. Also, you'll recognize when your opponent doesn't understand their options in a situation, letting you take advantage of that fact. Imagine playing rock, paper, scissors with someone who doesn't quite understand the full game. They know about rock, and they know about paper, but they've never even heard about scissors. This sounds silly, but just pretend for a moment that such a person does exist. If our main goal is to not lose, then what's our correct choice when playing with this hypothetical person? The answer is paper. If they throw rock, we win. If they throw paper, we draw. There's no outcome in which we could lose. I know that the idea of a person not understanding rock, paper, scissors sounds crazy, but in fighting games, there's tons of situations like this where each player has two or three potential correct choices that make up similar rock, paper, scissors situations. These are everywhere in neutral, on offense, and on defense. Asking yourself a lot of questions and aiming to figure out what sets of options are available to you in as many situations as possible will benefit you greatly. And if you recognize that your opponent doesn't seem to know all of the available options in a situation, you can take advantage of that. Please don't take this video as the definitive guide to neutral, because that's a topic that could never possibly be completed. But hopefully this video gave you some things to think about as you continue to improve. This is a topic we'll probably come back to a few times in the future as well, so if you'd like to continue learning DBFZ with me, feel free to subscribe to the channel or catch me live when I stream over on Twitch. Thanks for watching. I'll be back with more soon.